So let's understand now what we mean by strategic HR management. Earlier days, the HR people were basically looking after the personnel functions, the administrative functions, the industry relations functions, etc. And they were more of a clerical or an executive cadre people. They were not involved in formulating the strategies of the organization. And hence we had never thought of HR manager becoming the CEO of any company. But today the days have changed. HR managers are becoming more and more powerful by their involvement even with the taking in the strategies, formulating the strategies of the organization, and hence the word has come as strategic HR manager. Strategies is the word which has come from the Greek word strategos, the plan of action to be taken in certain cases. It has basically come from army, where they were planning how to attack the enemy from various ways in such a way that the enemy has got no exit and they will be totally anchored by all the sides by this planning, whereby they can win this battle or war. And hence, the same thing has come in the present scenario of the competitive world, that the organization has to survive. Not only that, it has to grow further and further, and for that one has to have the proper strategies to be followed, where even risk management is to be taken care of, like hedging in certain cases of financial strategies, and the disaster management plan and contingency plan, etc., etc. And of course, to have the growth based on the market analysis, based on the SWOT analysis, that is strengths and weaknesses of the company internally and opportunities and threats outside, one has to have all these things into proper perspective to achieve the organizational goals and growth of the organization. And hence, for these goals to be achieved, strategic goals to be achieved by the organization, ultimately, as we know, the organization is made up of various resources in the form of finance, in the form of materials, in the form of machines, equipments, in the form of man, that is people. And ultimately, it is the man behind the machine who is most important to run that machine. So even if you may be having best of the location, best of the interiors of your office or of your workshops, etc., best of the latest machines if you are having, but if you don't have the right skilled people who can operate those machines, who can manage the customers and give them delight, ultimately your organization cannot succeed. And hence, right from beginning, at the time of formulating the strategies of the organization, if the HR manager is involved in that, who knows their people, their employees in and out, who knows their competencies properly, and who knows that we can make them learn better, train them better in achieving those objectives for the future growth, then only the organization has got competitive advantage of these people who nobody can replace. You can replace the machines in any other organization, in a rival organization. You can replace the location. You can replace the interior. You can replace the equipments by the latest equipment available. But you can't replace the skills of people if you have got the highly skilled people, if you have got the committed people for your organization, and that's the role of HR manager. And hence, the importance of strategic HRM has come into play, where set of managerial decisions and actions that determine the long-run performance of an organization will be taken care of by the HR manager, and that's an important part of strategic human resource management. Now, what is a strategic HRM basically? continuous activity by senior management that requires constant adjustment of values of the senior management, environment and available resources. These are the three important aspects for that. With that, let us first understand what are the several steps to bring the strategies into play. One should be aware of the business content overall as an HR manager also, that these are the products we are having, these are the services we are providing, these are the customers to whom we are going to provide, this is the environmental scenario, etc. So overall, one should be aware of the business content, one should understand the business in and out, one should appreciate how HR can add value to these different stages of the value chain that is there for the business. One should see overall the big picture of the business in the form of what is its impact on the surrounding community, environment, on the people around and overall to the society. One should act as a change agent because change is the only thing which is constant, and hence in strategic HRM, lot of changes are to be made in the organization, and HR manager should act as a change agent. He should make convincing business care for innovation, because as newer and newer things are coming up, new technologies are developing, one cannot sustain and grow unless one is continuously innovating new products and services for the customer delight. And one should practice evidence-based management. These are seven steps which are important in case of bringing the right kind of strategies for the organization. Now, HR strategy areas overall will be in the form of improving the performance of the people, engaging the right people, hiring the right people, then employee engagement, talent management, etc. Then one should have the big idea regarding the innovation, etc. And ultimately, one should take the help of the human capital and take the advantage of this. Ultimately, one should understand that human is not a resource which can be used and thrown. Human or the employees are the assets of the company. It is not the cost center but the profit center, which is the present concept in many of the newer, better organizations and many of the Fortune 500 companies. And the specific aspects of HRM into strategic HR management can be in the form of organizational development, corporate social responsibility, resourcing, talent management, learning and development, employee reward, employee relations, and employee well-being. These are some of the important aspects one has to consider while having the proper strategic HRM. So, when we are going to have these specifics in our mind, we'll have to constantly adjust, one, the values of the senior management, second, the environment, and the third, what all resources are available to us which can be optimally utilized to achieve the organizational goals efficiently and effectively. How the strategic management is done? First and foremost, one should have mission and objectives or goals where management philosophy and values are to be clearly defined. One should have a vision for a long-term plan. One should have the right kind of values which have been evolved right from the entrepreneurs who have started the organization based on the national goal of achieving the best for the nation and for the company. So societal goal also has to be taken into consideration while formulating the vision of the company. One should have the proper management philosophy that we are going to work ethically, we are going to follow the best code of ethics for our company. Truth, honesty, coordination, cooperation, all right values have to be there in the management philosophy. Based on that and what we stand for what we have started the company, as per the company's law, we have got the prospective in which we have mentioned that this is what the company stands for, these are our objectives. We are iron and steel manufacturing company, or we are mobile manufacturing company, or fast moving consumer goods company, or we are for this particular service that we are, that telecommunication, IT, etc. So that clearly one should say in our mission statement, and we should have clear cut goals in front of us, which will be based on the various other steps of the strategic management process. For that, one should have market assessment, one should have environmental assessment, where we are going to scan the internal aspect as well as the external aspect, where SWOT analysis, that is strengths and weaknesses internally of our available resources in the form of finance, material, equipments, the competencies of the people, number of people available, etc., etc., and their strengths in the form of their competencies, in the form of their knowledge, skills, abilities, their potential to learn faster, all those things will come into the internal assessment of the organization. At the same time, environmental assessment in the form of external scan, whereby what are the sociological aspect, legal aspect, the technological aspect, the political aspect, the competition that is outside, what are the rivals, how they are functioning, what are their policies, all those things will come, which will lead to what are the opportunities for us and what are the threats for us. So SWOT analysis will give us an idea regarding the formulation of our strategic goals for the organization. After that, we are going to formulate the strategy, how we are going to get this, how to achieve those goals within the limits of our SWOT analysis, that within the limits of our strengths and weaknesses, and how we can overcome the threats outside, or how we can grab the opportunities with the best of the possible way. All those things will help us in formulating the strategy, how we should go for it to achieve our objectives. So we are going to choose the right kind of strategy, whether it is the, as Michael Porter has told us, that there are three kinds of strategies one can have. One is low cost, the other is differentiation, the third one will be based on the requirement, situational, etc. So formulating strategy, the strategic choice, one should do this in detail. One should see for all the alternatives and what are the pros and cons of these things. One should understand and then formulate this, and based on this we'll have strategies to be formed at the level of organization, at the level of business, and at the level of functions. So these strategies that we have chosen will be converted into organization strategy, which will be further percolated down to the business strategy if it's a diversified business, where we can say that suppose at an organization level we have said that we want to increase our profits by say 25%. And if you have got 5 businesses under us, and the weightage can be given in the form of say 30% to 20% to 15% to 5% and things like that, then based on that weightage one can have division of these organizational goals into say 25% of the profit which we want. So 10% of the profit should come from the business A, 8% should come from business B, 7% should come from business C, 5% from D, and 5% from E. That's how we can formulate these strategies for these various businesses, and we can say that these are our business strategies, and how we are going to achieve these 5% or 8% that we are going to work out, and based on that we are going to work out the functional strategies, how we are going to do our marketing, how our people will be trained for these particular skills or competencies by HR, how we are going to do the packaging and selling, how we are going to have the purchase function, how we are going to have the inventory. Based on various aspects of these strategies, one can have functional strategies in our value chain. Once you have identified these things and formulated it properly by numerical figures and quality standards, etc., we are going to implement this strategy whereby the strong leadership who is going to inspire and influence the people, the followers, the employees to achieve those goals with right kind of stress, with right kind of way of managing these people, he is going to give us the path how to achieve those things. So that will help us in structuring or restructuring of the organization. It's going to give us what should be the control system for this. It's going to give us what are the HR requirement for this, what kind of competencies to be developed, what kind of training and development programs to be made, what kind of talent management acquisition should be done, what kind of wage and salary to be given or fringe benefits to be given in order to attract and retain the talent to achieve those objectives. And finally, once we have implemented this strategy, we want to evaluate this strategy whether the strategy that we have implemented, is it working foolproof or there are some lacunae. If there are lacunae, what are the causes of this and how to remove them at the earliest, whereby one can still achieve the goal when we have done periodically in between the year, that these are some of the things which are going wrong or these are going, deviations are there. So how to correct those deviations before the end of the year, whereby ultimately we can achieve those strategic goals that we have put forward yearly. And one has to change the operating performance or the financial performance based on these controlling criteria that we have developed, the indices that we have, standards that we have kept, and the key performance areas one has to concentrate more so that ultimately overall we are going to achieve our strategic objectives. And for that, HR people are going to be very important right from beginning for vision, mission to the final control. By taking certain disciplinary action, by giving some incentives to the people and so on and so forth. Now, with this understanding of the process of strategic management, let us understand what are the modern strategic trends which have got impact on our strategies and on our human resource strategic management. The modern strategic trends which have come are right from 1991 in India, if we see, and earlier in developed countries and other countries. The most important is globalization. As we know, in 1991, Mr. Manmohan Singh, the then Prime Minister under, the then Finance Minister under our Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao, has brought liberalization, privatization and globalization to India. With globalization, what has occurred? Many of the organizations have become multinationals. The companies outside India have started their business in India, and Indian companies have also started going out. Our import and export have multiplied within few years, within a decade, say 4 times to 10 times in a way, and this has led to a global competition. Earlier it was only a local competition whereby there were a lot of monopolies, whereby people were working in lackadaisical manner, thinking that there is nobody to compete with us, whatever we give, the customer will have to accept. And those days are gone after this globalization, and hence lot of competition has come, lot of customer demands have increased, whereby they want better and better quality products at a much cheaper rate or at a reasonable price, because other companies are ready to give because of their competitive advantage of either mass production or getting labor at certain places in underprivileged areas like China and Philippines and other places, Pakistan and Bangladesh and all, or marketing in certain areas where there is lot of demand at a higher price, or with volume they can decrease the price. So a lot of factors have come into play with globalization. And hence the HR manager of any company will have to consider this and make our people more competent with the present scenario of the competition in the global market, which was not there earlier. The second strategic trend is features of workforce, where the demography is changing day by day. Well, in India, we have still got younger population, which is more available, which can work in the companies. But in foreign countries, it is more of elderly people because they usually marry late. Many of them do not have children because they are so much career oriented, or they are enjoying, some of them are having vagabond type of nature. Earlier we have seen with the kind of people roaming around all over the world, and hence overall the population is decreasing, and hence we have got elderly population who are working. So naturally the mindset may be different as compared to the younger people. So changing demography is something which is making all the difference in the global scenario. Secondly, in India, nowadays we have got more of white collar people, because many of the people are now educating themselves. The illiteracy is going down, and blue collar work, people do not like to do that. And hence, gradually what's happening, more and more people are not ready to do the sweeping work, the menial work, the manual work and all, and hence it is scarcity of these people. At the same time, there is scarcity of the middle management people who can manage these people also, and that kind of demography is evolving in India. At the same time, there is lot of diversity. Diversity in the form of age. So right from the younger population to the middle age to the elderly people who are being taken, again because of their experience, because such experienced people are not available with that kind of skills. At times, even post-retirement, these people are kept on contract, or some of them may be getting a permanent job for a few years. At the same time, lot of women folk have started working, which was not there earlier. So there are factors associated with women working. Number one, due to maternity leave, they may be remaining absent for 3 months to 6 months. Second, they have to manage the home as well as the office. So dual responsibility, especially in Indian culture, the males usually do not take part in managing the home. And hence it's the double responsibility of the females, where they are managing the home as well as the office, with the ambitious careers in their mind at times, is creating lot of stress for the women folk. Either their career cannot go very high, or if that is going, there are problems at the home front also, or there is lot of guilt complex at times occurring in the women employees, which is leading to lot of mental problems among them. So the diversity in the form of age, the diversity in the form of sex. At the same time, diversity is there in the form of race, whereby because of the multinational culture, what's happening, we are having a problem solving teams working in the organization, where one person is from America, one is from Japan, one is from Italy, one is from India, one is from China. So different race people are working, they are having different cultures, they are having different mentalities, and to manage them well, ultimately to get the organizational goals, is not that easy. So the concept of HRM has been into a new subject of international HRM also is occurring nowadays, and strategic trends of this kind are going to affect the employee management to a great extent, because American is usually individualistic, a Japanese person is usually a team oriented person. So when you are going to give the incentives or to the performance linked pay to these people, If you are giving to individual, American will be happy, but the Japanese will not be happy that way. If you are going to a whole team, again the American will not be happy that way. And hence to manage this kind of diverse employees is becoming a challenge day by day. At the same time, we have got aging workforce. The age of people are increasing day by day by good hygiene practices, by good sanitation, by good medical facilities. Earlier days, the age at the life of a person at age 1 was probably around 58 to 60 years. Prior to that, of course, 45 to 48 years also. And with present scenario, it is going to be 70, 75. And hence, more and more elderly people are available, and there are certain problems associated with age. For example, the heart problem, the diabetes, the cancer, etc. are going to increase. And these people, when they are working for you, because of the experience they are having, or because the younger population is not enough to work, what will happen? Your medical bill will multiply. And there can be a problem of lot of sickness, absenteeism and other things also. And hence, this kind of strategic trend is going to affect the organizational goals to be achieved in a proper way, unless one has not taken the preventive steps for these kind of things, of improving the health of the elderly and the younger people at the same time. In fact, nowadays the younger people who are becoming more and more materialistic and taking the fast food, and which kills the person fast. In fact, we are getting the non-communicable diseases in the form of heart attacks, diabetes, hypertension, cancers, etc. even at young age. So again, that's a problem. Then comes advances in technology. Technology is changing day by day. Modern things that are there in the form of internet, automation, information technology, cloud technology, so on and so forth. Without upgradation of your skills, learning of the new technology, you become, or the employees become obsolete, and the whole organization can become obsolete unless it upgrades the skills of their employees. Otherwise, it is likely that the whole organization may collapse, because there is nobody to purchase the products they are producing, which have become technologically obsolete. And hence, the importance of training and development of employees is becoming more and more, and one has to have the right competent people, and continuous improvement should occur in their knowledge and skills. That has to be taken care of by the HR people, and one has to be upgraded with the latest things in the world regarding internet, automation, cloud technology, so on and so forth, in mobile and telecommunication and everywhere, rather in medical also. As we know that earlier days, higher, bigger the scar, better was the surgeon, because most of the operations were done open abdomen, open heart and things like that. But today is an era of minimal invasive surgeries, where there are hardly any scars, whereby the surgeons are operating through the natural orifices or through laparoscopic surgeries, where minimal kind of scars will be there. Maybe one stitch is taken there at two or three places at the most. And this is how advances in technology are making those surgeons obsolete if they are not learning the new technology of laparoscopic surgery. And nowadays even robotic surgeries have come. Work nature, if we see, it is changing day by day. The open mall, the open shops, all those things are becoming gradually obsolete with e-commerce, like Flipkart and so many things online you can get at home and at a cheaper rate. They are ready to change the products if there is any defect, and they are giving you the guarantee, etc. also. So e-commerce, manual and clerical works are becoming minimum. With automation in most of the manufacturing industries also, say for refineries and petroleum products and switch gears and so on and so forth, many of the things are being done automatically, where the computer controls are there, and due to the computers taking care of many of the products and services also, because the online things, everything can be done, and real time these things are accurate and available at the earliest without wasting any time. People are going to prefer that, whereby manual and clerical works are reducing markedly, and this is taken over by the knowledge workers. Knowledge is power, and hence more and more people who are updating their skills in computers, who are updating their skills in e-commerce, e-finance, etc., etc., is becoming more valuable to all the companies, and that kind of skills have to be upgraded by the HR managers for their employees, otherwise they'll become obsolete. So these are the various strategic trends which are affecting the achievement of the goals of the organization to a great extent, and one has to match their employee skills to the newer required skills based on these strategic trends, otherwise it will be difficult to survive and then grow.